Yet, although we are being aggravated by a tech world which is running faster than our legs are able to carry us to keep up with it, these wars are not being fought aimlessly. They are consistently being fought in a particular direction. And that direction has a purpose that is vast. The purpose, unknowing in some people, deliberate in others, is to embed a new metaphysics into our societies, a new religion, if you will. Although the foundations have been laid for several decades, it is only since the financial crash of 2008 that there has been a march into the mainstream of ideas that were previously known solely on the obscurest fringes of academia. The attractions of this new set of beliefs are obvious enough. It is not clear why a generation which can't accumulate capital should have any great love of capitalism, and it isn't hard to work out why a generation who believe they may never own a home could be attracted to an ideological worldview which promises to sort out every inequity, not just in their own lives, but every inequity on earth. The interpretation of the world through the lens of social justice, identity group politics, and intersectionalism is probably the most audacious and comprehensive effort since the end of the Cold War at creating a new ideology. To date, social justice has run the furthest because it sounds, and in some versions is, attractive. Even the term itself is set up to be anti-oppositional. You're opposed to social justice? What do you want? Social injustice? Identity politics, meanwhile, has become the place where social justice finds its caucuses. It atomizes society into different interest groups according to sex or gender, race, sexual preference, and more. It presumes that such characteristics are the main or only relevant attributes of their holders, and that they bring with them some added bonus. For example, as the American writer Coleman Hughes has put it, the assumption that there is a heightened moral knowledge that comes with being black, or female, or gay. It is the cause of the propensity of people to start questions or statements with speaking as a... And it is something that people both living and dead need to be on the right side of. It is why there are calls to pull down the statues of historical figures viewed as being on the wrong side, and it is why the past needs to be rewritten for anyone you wish to save. It is why it has become perfectly normal for a Sinn Féin senator to claim that the IRA hunger strikers in 1981 were striking for gay rights. Identity politics is where minority groups are encouraged to simultaneously atomize, organize, and pronounce. The least attractive sounding of this trinity is the concept of intersectionality. This is the invitation to spend the rest of our lives attempting to work out each and every identity and vulnerability claim in ourselves and others, and then organize along whichever system of justice emerges from the perpetually moving hierarchy which we uncover. It is a system that is not just unworkable, but dementing, making demands that are impossible towards ends that are unachievable. But today, intersectionality has broken out from the social science departments of the liberal arts colleges from which it originated. It is now taken seriously by a generation of young people and, as we shall see, has become embedded via employment law, specifically through a commitment to diversity, in all the major corporations and governments. New heuristics have been required to force people to ingest the new presumptions. The speed at which they have been mainstreamed is staggering. As the mathematician and writer Eric Weinstein has pointed out, and as a Google Books search shows, phrases like LGBTQ, white privilege, and transphobia went from being used not at all to becoming mainstream. As he wrote about the graph that results from this, the woke stuff that millennials and others are presently using to tear apart millennia of oppression and or civilization was all made up about 20 minutes ago. As he went on, while there's nothing wrong with trying out new ideas and phrases, you have to be pretty damn reckless to be leaning this hard on so many untested heuristics your parents came up with in untested fields that aren't even 50 years old. Similarly, Greg Lukianoff and Jonathan Haidt have pointed out in their 2018 book